title, What Must You Know for Your Small Business ISO 9001 Certification Requirements. Body content. Obtaining ISO 9001 is a universal requirement regardless of the size and type of the company. Look at the growing market competition in almost every business industry. ISO 9001 certification is not a mere requirement anymore. Especially, the small and new companies need a solid ground for establishing their brands. Without satisfying the quality requirements of the target market, it is nearly impossible to accomplish a strong brand image and loyalty. Marketing tactics can never suffice the vital criteria for quality service. When your customers are happy and realize that their priorities and preferences are being valued, they automatically avoid switching to other vendors. For small-size business organizations, the ISO 9001 is mandatory from the beginning. The ISO 9001 is a widely recognized international standard for quality management systems. Achieving the ISO 9001 certification can help small businesses demonstrate their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction. To acquire 100% compliance to this certification, it is essential for all stakeholders to comprehend the small business ISO 9001 certification requirements. The requirements of the ISO 9001 are linked to 10 clauses of the International Quality Management Standard, which are: organizational context, scope of the program, policies and objectives, planning, support, leadership, operations, performance, evaluation, continual improvement. Each clause guides management to implement, improve, and maintain a holistic quality assurance process for business sustainability. The following blog discusses the requirements, which are precise for small-scale industries. It speaks on the crucial steps that determine the effectiveness of the system. 14 requirements for a successful implementation of the ISO 9001. 1. Comprehension. Familiarizing with the terminologies is the first and most vital step. If stakeholders are unable to relate their productivity with the quality system's efficiency, then the common goal can never be achieved. The management needs to check on the updates of the ISO 9001:2015 and communicate them same way to all team members. 2. Commitment and leadership. A team of competent, enthusiastic, and dedicated leaders must be recruited. Top management must demonstrate commitment to implementing and maintaining the Quality Management System, QMS. This involves providing necessary resources, setting quality objectives, and ensuring the QMS is integrated into the organization's business processes. 3. A quality policy. The management team must develop a quality policy that would help stakeholders to understand customer requirements. The policy will help to increase the commitment and proactivity level of the workers so that they can accomplish all the demands by constantly improving the process and performance. 4. Risk-based thinking. A company cannot perform being completely ignorant of the risk factors. Implementing a risk-based protocol for assessing the risks and opportunities of the brand is a prime requirement. For small companies, it is necessary for the management to determine which factors will make a negative impact and how. The assessment must be done from time to time for quality assurance. 5. Process approach. In terms of the process approach, product realization, management procedures, and vital support procedures are to be checked and determined before system modification. 6. Documentation. Develop and maintain documented information necessary for the effectiveness of the QMS. This includes a quality manual, documented procedures, and records. 7. Communication. Each stakeholder group must have an equal amount of information regarding the policies and procedures. The management forward/leadership team must communicate each phase from time to time. 8. Measurements and monitoring supervision is necessary. the management must monitor the competence level of the workers and the customer satisfaction level. 9. Audit and review. Conduct a time-bound audit and management review to detect areas that need further improvements. To ensure the suitability and adequacy of the QMS, there should be regular management reviews. 10. Preventive measures. Establish processes for addressing non-conformities and implementing corrective and preventive actions. To obtain professional support for attaining the requirements of the ISO Business Management System standards and the internal audit, contact us at Compliance Help. We are a premier site for achieving any ISO certification in the Pan Australia. Our bespoke solutions for ISO and other global certifications are ready to make the seemingly exhausting process of accreditation comfortable and time-bound. From basic consultation to audit and analysis, we will cover everything. Get help to clear your concepts regarding the clauses of any management system standard you require.